From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Under civil rights laws, healthcare providers who accept federal funds are supposed to provide interpreters for patients who can't speak English. But the law does not compel the government or insurers to pay for it. As Congress debates a healthcare overhaul, medical providers are hoping that will change. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
At a Northern Virginia pediatric clinic, 12-month-old Katie is getting her checkup.
What a good girl.
As Dr. Hoda Bastani peers into her throat and eyes, Katie's mother, Mirna Mejia, looks on. And standing just behind her is Barbara Paris. She's one of 16 full-time medical interpreters for Innova Hospital, which runs this clinic.
Yes. And are you doing whole milk?
¿Usted le da leche completa?
What do you mean by whole?
La que tiene la grasa completa?
Sí.
Yes.
Okay, good. And how much does she
Innova take? Also has a contract with a company that offers phone interpretation in 176 languages, and it's trained hundreds of its own bilingual staff to help out as needed. Innova spends more than $1 million a year on medical interpretation and is something of a model, but this is by no means standard. Baby Katie's mom found that out a few years ago. Her older son had an asthma attack, and Mejia took him to another hospital late one night. They didn't have any interpreters on the overnight staff, she says. We had to wait 4 hours until someone who spoke Spanish showed up and we could tell them what was happening.
Every day there are thousands of patients whose English is not very good, who have a faltering ability to talk to their doctor or nurse.
Leighton Koo teaches health policy at George Washington University. He says most insurance companies do not pay for medical interpreters, so many healthcare providers don't have them.
There's no serious monitoring or enforcement of the law. Clearly, it's the nature of the healthcare system that healthcare providers work in response to payment.
This often leaves family members or friends to interpret, and Coos says that leads to confusion and medical error. Doctors order unnecessary tests, wasting money. Children can be scarred when they have to interpret things like a parent's cancer diagnosis or the consent form for surgery. And then there's the list of horror stories kept by patient advocates like Mara Udelman of the National Health Law Program.
There's one case that came out of Florida where an 18-year-old young man collapsed into a coma, and unfortunately paramedics and personnel in the emergency department never got an interpreter to speak with the man's girlfriend or mother.
They told medical workers the man had been intoxicado, which can mean feeling nauseous in Spanish. But emergency room staff understood the word to mean high on drugs. For 36 hours, they treated him for suspected overdose.
And it was only after the 36 hours when there was no recovery that they started to do a neurological examination. In the meantime, the young man suffered a severe subdural hematoma and was left quadriplegic.
A $71 million malpractice settlement in that case, among others, has prompted a push for more interpreters. But progress has been slow. Some federal matching funds are available to pay for interpretation through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. But states have to put up their own money first. And Udelman says only 14 states and the District of Columbia have done so. Starting this year, California became the only state to require private insurers to pay for interpretation. One stumbling block may be that insurers often don't know who qualifies as a legitimate medical interpreter. Louis Provenzano heads Language Line, one of the country's largest interpretation providers.
We want to make it convenient and accessible for all the interpreters everywhere in the United States to be tested and, in essence, allow for us to have one single certification process that will recognize individuals as a CMI, Certified Medical Interpreter designation.
The International Medical Interpreters Association estimates that right now, fewer than a third of patients who need an interpreter get one. And with the country's changing demographics, that overwhelming demand is only expected to grow. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.